Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with a group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, an era will come in which the kuffar, the disbelievers, will call upon each other for the destruction of the believers, of my ummah. So the Sahaba inquired, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will the ummah be less in number? Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, they'll be in abundance. We see today over 1 billion Muslims around the world, 50 Muslim countries around the globe. When bush is bearing, not even a nation, a whisper, anything could be heard from the 50 Muslim countries around the world, or the over 1 billion Muslims around the world. It's about time you woke up and smelled the coffee, my brothers. When we ask the question, what is missing of us today and what the Muslims possessed before? The answer is taqwa. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. This is what we are lacking. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. رواه مسلم. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to the nearest meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look our shape, our figure. He does not look at our wealth and riches. He looks our heart and our good deeds. This is what we are lacking, my brothers, today. Taqwa. One incident of Hazrat Ali Karamullahu Wajhu once was asked the definition of taqwa. So he replied, listen to this, my brothers. He replied, taqwa is formed of four parts, is embedded into four qualities. He said, number one, to have fear of Jaleel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to act upon Tanzeel, Quran. Number three, to be content of Qaleel. And number four, to prepare for the day of Raheel, death. This is what taqwa is, my brothers. If a person has this quality, these qualities within himself, he'll be a true mu'min. So to the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. We look at our race, nationalism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم خلقكم من نفس واحدة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us from one male and female, i.e. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. But today the causes of our destruction is within ourselves. The disputes, the conflicts, everything is due to our own fault. The disunity, the loss of brotherhood is due to our own actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We have rendered you, we have made you شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ, clans and nations and tribes, so that you can recognize each other. But today we are drowned into this nationalism, this ta'asub, this asabiyya, that I am British, I am American, I am European, I am Indian, I am Asian, I am English, I am Japanese, I am Chinese. This ta'asub, this nationalism has caused us to drown and to be disunited. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't look at what nationality you are. He doesn't look at whether you are Indian, whether you are American, whether you are a European. He looks at whether you are a mu'min. He looks at your heart. And this is what counts, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment won't ask you whether you are American, whether you are an Indian. He'll ask you, are you a mu'min? Did you possess La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within yourself? We could see the time of Sahaba, they had unity, they had brotherhood. A famous incident comes into mind, narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari, that once Hazrat Ma'mar radiallahu ta'ala an, he saw Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an with a very expensive and valuable and precious garment. He was wearing this garment. He narrates, as soon as I was looking at Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an, I caught my eye on his slave. And what a coincidence, his slave had the exact same garment on. Exact same stitching and embroidery what Hazrat Abu Dharr had on, his slave had on. So out of astonishment, amazement, I asked, Ya Abu Dharr, what is it? You have got the same garment as your slave. So Abu Dharr, he said to me, I'll relate to you an incident which happened during the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He narrates, at the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I was slandering my slave. I was slandering about his mother, that she was an Ajamiyah. She was a non-Arab. At this instant, a Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. And he says, Ya Abu Dharr, إِنَّكَ إِمْرَأٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةِ Ya Abu Dharr, you are a man of the characteristics of the days of ignorance. These are your brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them at your service. Treat them as you would treat yourself. Feed them in what you eat and dress them in what you wear. My brothers, this is unity. This is brotherhood. This is what is lost in today's world and today's Muslim world. Another common disease which is prevailed and which is destroying this brotherhood and unity within the Muslim world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says beautifully in Surah Hujarat, just 26, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amunu ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan inna ba'da dhan ith wa la tajassasu. He says, O believers, refrain from suspicion. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amunu ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan, refrain from suspicion. Inna ba'da dhan, because verily some suspicion is a sin. So do not spy on one another. وَلَا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْدَ الظَّنِّ إِذْ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on says, do not backbite. Do one of you like to eat your Muslim dead brother's flesh? Of course they dislike it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, O believers, refrain, abstain from suspicion. What do we do today, brothers and sisters? We see a Muslim brother. He might be in some place where he shouldn't be. We should think good. Husna one of a Muslim brother is very important, my brothers. But today, we are lacking this. We see small, any 99.9% that person would be in right, but at 0.1%, that person, we might be just doing wrong. We catch on to that 0.1% and we say, that person was this, that person was doing that person was near this club, that person was here. But my brothers, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said this to us. He told us, try to talk good about your brothers. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the authority of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, says to the nearest meaning that desire for your brother what you desire for yourself. Hadith in Bukhari. Is this found within us, my brothers? This desire, we sitting here today and ask this question to ourselves. Do we desire, do we want for our Muslim brother who is sitting next to us today what we want for ourselves? Ask this question, my brothers. we have created segregation, we have created friction between us. And due to our own actions, we have created groups, sects, and different circles. We have become like a shattered glass. It's like we're not working like a unit. We have to work like a unit. Because if you work like a unit, no matter how many you number, you'll still surpass any army or any injunction which is put in front of you. Very famous incident you may all be aware of. Battle of Badr. 313 men. Tatty clothes, spades, no weapons, sticks, broken sticks, going to fight. 1,000 well-equipped kuffar. My brothers, they did not have nothing. What did they have? They had unity, they had brotherhood, they had tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if His nusrat and madad descends, no one could overpower His nusrat. But this tawakkul, this brotherhood, this unity is lost today. A voice could make a difference. A group could make a difference. As they say, a vote could make a difference. We have to work like a unit. A very recent example I could give you. A couple of weeks ago, a team. It worked, a football team. It worked like a unit. It worked like a unit, but it did not have any world-class players in it. It beat the best team, one of the best teams in the world. Because they had international world-class professionals within the team. But everyone wanted to do their own bit. They wanted to play themselves. As they say, they wanted to do a solo all the way and score a goal. But it doesn't work like that, my brothers. We all have to unite. We all have to work together. Not cause friction and say, I am better than you and he's better than me. So that team, it worked like a unit. Although it did not have international world-class players, it went on and won the trophy and won the championship. So as I was saying, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did He create us differently? He created us Indians, Asians, American, English, white, black. وعن Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عن قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لست بخير من أحمر ولا أصفر إلا أن تتفضله بتقوى الله. حديث صحيح. A Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once said to Abu Dharr رضي الله تعالى عنه لست بخير. You are not good. You will not excel anyone if you are black or red. Only you will excel that Muslim brother, that person, if you are superior than him in taqwa. Beautifully explained by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But today, the nationalism has destroyed our ummah. Nationalism has got nothing to do with Islam. Islam means submission. To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being the final prophet. But what have we done? We've created this loophole that if you are Indian, or if you are American, English, white, black, you are of our people. We are not theirs. Another very common disease prevails within us is what I explained to you before, of gossiping. We've got a habit. It's become an addiction, more of a like. We have to gossip about people. Why is there a need of gossiping? We see someone, it's like we can't keep it inside us. We have to tell another Muslim brother, oh, this has prevailed in our Muslim sisters moreover. It's like, I'll give you an example. A typical smoker, he after a heavy meal, he'll say, I need a cigarette because it digests my food. Well, I say that's all in the head. I'm not here to explain to you how to quit smoking, but I'm just telling you that a smoker, when he thinks that after a heavy meal or after I'm stressed, I need a cigarette to de-stress, for stress relief, I need a cigarette. Similarly, Muslim sisters and brothers, they need to talk to one another about our Muslim brothers. We are supposed to be brothers. We're supposed to trust each other. But we go and gossip about he's like this, she's like this, and we cause friction within each other. It's like our food is not digested if you don't talk about that person. What has come to this Ummah, my brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly, I've said to you, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْدَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٍ فَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not spy on one another. Because spying on one another is sin. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَيَأْتِي زَمَانٌ لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه ويبقى من القرآن إلا رسمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, an era will come upon my ummah where Islam will be merely name and the Quran will be merely a phrase. We see today, what is Islam? Merely name. Over 1 billion Muslims around the globe. Why cannot we be united? Why can't we put our differences aside? Over 50 Muslim countries around the world. We've got oil. We've got wealth. We've got money. We haven't got unity. We haven't got brotherhood. This is what we are lacking. Despite the number, still, 1400 years ago, beautifully explained by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when our ummah will be in abundance, the kuffar will call one another. It's like a host when he calls his guest to a platter. And this is what is happening to us, my brother. Brothers and sisters in Iraq, our brothers and sisters in Iraq, in Palestine, in Chechnya, and in other third world countries, are being raped, are being terrorized, and we are being called terrorists. It's about this sort of rethinking. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully says, المؤمنون كرجل واحد إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله إن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه مسلم. Another similar hadith of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, المؤمنون في توادهم وتراهمهم وتواصلهم كمثل رجل واحد إن اشتكى عضو منه تداعى له سائر الجسد بالهما والسهر في حديث الصحيح أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the Muslims, the mu'mineen, the believers, are like one body. Al-mu'minuna karajulin wahidin, it's like one man, one body. Inishtaka aynuhu, if his eye is infected, or he's got an eye ache, ishtaka kulluhu, the whole body aches and pains. Inishtaka ra'suhu, if he's got a headache, his whole body will ache. And the other hadith, Al-mu'minun fi tawaddihim. Believers in the mutual love, in the mutual relationships, are like one man. If one organ of the body was to be injured, for its betterment, for its cure, the whole body will stay awake in fever all night. We have to be like one body. We have to be a unit, as I explained to you. We have to be like one body. If one cry is heard on the other side of the world, we all have to stand up on our feet and cry and help for this Muslim brother. But unfortunately, today, my brothers, all around the globe, in the Middle East and all other countries, our Muslim brothers and sisters are crying day in, day out. But what can we do? Sit here. Not even a few number of us could even make dua. Oh Allah, help our Muslim brothers and sisters. We have to work like a body. As they say, united we stand, united we fall. We have to be united. We have to take this nationalism, this ta'assub out of us. This is not religion. We have to take all these diseases out of us. It's become an addiction. We have to stand up and we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. We have to work like a team. We have to help each other. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully says, Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. A mu'min is like a mirror to another mu'min. Al-Ghazali commentates on this hadith. He says, Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. A mu'min is like a mirror. So a mu'min, his other Muslim brother, his other mu'min, sees the faults in him. And when he sees these defects and faults within the Muslim brother, he'll tell him. It's like when a person looks at the mirror in the morning, if there's any creases on his clothes, if there's anything wrong with his face, he'll correct it. Similarly, a Muslim brother is like a mirror. He'll look at you. He'll tell you your faults. Not gossip behind your back, not backbite about you, not tell the rest of the world about you. But he'll tell you in private. He'll tell you, first to yourself, not in front of a crowd to assure you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to stay like a ummah, to stay united and to have the brotherhood like the Sahaba and the Salaf had. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ